All right, we are recording. Welcome to the chat box. Should I say it or should I go? With Sarah Grosskreutz and Sarah Spencer. Welcome everybody who's listening to this on audio. We are going to be admitting people right now. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Nice to see some familiar faces. We have started to record as well, so we're just in the middle of admitting people. We had 128 people sign up, so hopefully we won't go over 100, which is our Zoom license limit. All right. We also welcomed people to change their names if they wanted to, given the fact that this could be a complicated conversation for some people, depending on your employment situation. So, all right. So Sarah G, should we start going and she'll continue to admit people? Great. Anyway, thank you so much for coming and participating in the third official chat box, which is the Global Leadership League's new program for members only. And we've got a variety of topics that are going to be rolling out over the summer, and we're thrilled that you joined us for my career. My name is Sarah Spencer. I wear two hats. The first one is to be the managing director and founder of OnPoint Global Strategies, which is a consultancy that provides positive leadership and strategy and support for both universities and global education organizations. I'm also a part of the Global Leadership League and as the director of global strategy and a founding member of the board with a number of other fabulous women in our field. So I'd like to introduce Sarah Grosskreutz. I'm gonna have her introduce herself, but I will just say that we got to know each other long ago working on a forum and education abroad task force called STARE, if you guys ever heard the STARE initiative, Strategic Alliances, Infrastructure, and Resources. So Sarah, please introduce yourself. Thank you.
Thanks, Spence. Hi, everyone. I see some familiar faces here, so it's good to see some of my former colleagues in international education. I'm Sarah Grosskreutz with Vista Coaching, and I provide coaching to values-driven professionals who are looking for more purpose and fulfillment in their work and their life. I also provide organizational development consulting for organizations that are looking to improve their effectiveness and their organizational well-being, team building, etc. And so I'm really excited to be invited by the League to present this session today.
All right, a few housekeeping things as we get started here. The first one is that we want to make sure the tech works well. This is only our third one, so we're still working that out. I do have extra appreciation for all of my teacher friends who have been doing this for 2 months. We also know that you spend a lot of time in the virtual world, and like any League program or event, we really want to make sure we create a welcoming, affirming, and safe space. So inspired by our colleague, Malaika Serrano, we center in the following, that we're always learning, that we're here to learn from each other. None of us have the answers. I think especially on this topic, we can't give you the answer, but we're here to provide space for you to expand your networks, reflect on your own individual situation, and take away an action step or two. We want to make sure that we make room for everybody to have a chance to speak, contribute, and participate. So we actually are going to be spending about 20 minutes in breakout rooms of four. We've provided guidance in that handout that's in the chat box right now. We'll repost it for these conversations. We also want to always acknowledge that there may be discomfort, that some topics may trigger or stir up things for people, and that everyone really has the right to participate as much or as little as they feel comfortable. And we know that some of you are not employed, some of you are, and everybody is navigating their own journey that probably no one predicted at the beginning of the year. And so we like to show up for all of us with a lot of empathy and support. And lastly, we want to make sure that we maintain confidentiality. I know that that's hard in Zoom. I know that there are some different names out there. So we want to leave stories and take the lessons. Obviously, some of you are already changing the name. We welcome you to turn on your video, especially in the breakout rooms, if you feel comfortable, but also know that, again, confidentiality is a really important space for this conversation. This session's audio will be recorded and posted on the members section of the League website, but the breakout rooms are not going to be recorded, so go at it. Obviously, we'll be popping questions or input into the Zoom chat channel. We're actually going to ask you some specific questions. We're also going to summarize the top points and post on the website under the wrap-up. So everyone's muted. You can use the raise hand to ask questions when we get back out of the chat box. And again, we've created a handout as well. So Sarah, I think you'd like to say something before we get started.
Yeah, and just to let folks know that I shared again the chat box handout in the chat window, so it kind of got hidden with some things coming in. So just to let you know that it's there. So before we get started here, Spence and I really just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the things that are going on in our country here. And for Sarah and I being in Minnesota, in particular, you know, just a week ago, a video taken by a young Black woman surfaced of George Floyd being murdered at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. And that really was the catalyst to really unleash a lot of pain and trauma and show to the world what Black people in America are experiencing. And so I feel I would be remiss to not acknowledge the reality of that and how heavy it's weighing on the heads and the hearts of our Black colleagues and those of us who work to be strong allies to them. So to our Black colleagues and friends and family, I just want to say, we hear you, we see you, we're listening, and we're working to improve and how to be better allies and actively being anti-racist. And for all of us non-white individuals, we just want to encourage people to take advantage of resources that are being shared on how to actively address the disparities in our country and in our communities for Black people, Indigenous peoples, and other people of color. And so with that, we move forward today because this is an important topic for us to be able to have the careers and the financial support that allows us to continue to work and be meaningful in what we do. So I thank you all for giving me a moment to just address and acknowledge that.
Great. Thank you so much. People are asking where the handout is in the chat box. Just scroll up a little bit. I think Sarah has posted it a couple of times already. I was able to post it this morning and then can't right now. So we don't know how that technology goes. So with all good Zoom pedagogy, I'm going to launch a poll. This is, of course, anonymous, and it is about where you are today. So can everybody see the poll? Give me a little, should I stay or should I go? Sarah, can you see it?
I can see it, yep, sorry. Right.
So what's the strongest sense of what you are thinking? You wanna stay the course in global ed? You wanna pivot to a new role in education? You wanna pivot out of global or higher ed, that sector in general? You wanna stay the course and you wanna explore new opportunities and you have absolutely no clue. All good, we're gonna give it a couple more seconds. 85%, 89% have voted. This is great. All right. Thank you for everybody participating. This is amazing. All right. I'm going to end the poll right now. And I'm going to share the results. If everybody can see that. So we have 52% staying the course and exploring new opportunities. We're going to give you some insights on maybe how to do that. 17% staying the course or pivoting to a new role. And I appreciate the 16% that have absolutely no clue. So, Anyway, okay, I'm going to stop that sharing and with that hand it over to Sarah G, who's going to be doing a couple, a few minutes of stage setting, and then we'll take you into your breakout rooms. And just to let you know, we talked yesterday, we are actually going by our actual names that we call each other, which is Spence and Sarah G. So take it away, Sarah G.
Okay, thanks, Spence. So in setting the stage here, you know, I just want to say it's been wonderful how many people we have on the session right now and those who have been registered and will be able to take advantage of listening to this recording in the future. So we really have a mix of professionals today. We have folks that are in career transition. We have entrepreneurs and consultants. We have global education professionals at universities and organizations. So everyone is sort of from across the board. And everyone is in, you know, like I said, in just in different phases. So we appreciate everybody showing up and listening to this. And it certainly looks like from the poll results that people are just really interested in exploring, you know, what do you do next in your career and to strengthen and enhance and plan for the coming months and years in your career. So we want you to really use this particular chat box session as a way to sort of explore and reflect on the things that are most important to you. We'll take you through some exercises and just, you know, kind of grant yourself this space to just really reflect, get very curious about what's going on for you, what's going on in your organizations, and to make some decisions. We, during this discussion that Spence and I are leading, we're not going to speculate on what the future of global education might be. We're just, that's being talked about in other chat boxes and other venues. So we're just working today from the assumption that global education is going to continue and it will continue to exist, albeit at least in the short term with some potential changes. So like I said, we'll just move from that understanding. And so now I just want to reflect a little bit about on what is a career. You know, I firmly believe that we each have a unique purpose in the world. The way that we show up and use our gifts and our talents to serve others and to share with others. And so for some of us, our career directly allows us to live out that purpose. It's core to our identity. For others of us, our career might be a means to living out that purpose. It might provide us with the financial security and the support structure that allows us to live our purpose. Maybe as an artist, as a community organizer, all the various things that you do. But most of the people that I know, and I'm assuming that most of the people here being part of global education, often what we're doing here in our career is sort of core to our identity and to our values. But as you explore and you think about things, and I work with people a lot around this idea of fulfillment and what does a career mean and what do you do for money and how does that fit into the holistic picture of yourself, I just want you to think a little bit about that. And especially in the short term, if maybe you're in a situation where you are looking for a new or different job as a bridging piece until the next phase of your career, is to say that is a good place that you can be, and you can still do a lot in that transition period to live out your purpose and find a lot of fulfillment. So many people in the field have recently lost their jobs. That is a huge struggle. And there is a lot of ambiguity about what is going to happen over the coming months and the next, you know, year or two or so. And so, you know, we recognize that there's a lot of sort of anxiety around what that might be. And with those sort of loss in jobs, it can be really difficult to have this sense of a loss of identity and purpose. So I just wanted to sort of set that stage in terms of how I think about what a career is, what purpose is, and what it means to live out our purpose. So one of the things that we're going to talk about next is the idea of career motivators. And these are what I think about as sort of our non-negotiables. And these are the factors to consider when exploring your career and looking for jobs. So imagine you're thinking about and searching for a place to live, and there's endless features in any apartment or home that you're looking at. But really, when you sit back and think about it, there's only going to be few things that are going to make or break your decision about where to go, what to choose. And in most cases, that's the way it comes down for our career. So these sort of motivators, the non-negotiables, are really based upon our circumstances in life, whether that be our families, our personal values, our health needs, our own personality, the things that make us unique. And so I wanted to share here a list of some of the most common motivators in a career. And we've broken it down here between this idea of personal and professional. So on the personal side, these are really the structural pieces that are talking about how you live your life. So things like salary, health benefits, your education, training, and development abilities, where your job is located, whether or not you have a flexible schedule that allows you to care for your family, a flexible workspace, any vacation and medical leaves, and other things that might personally come into play for you. And thinking then upon the professional side, these are the components of the jobs that we do that are most important. So again, it's aligning with your values, it's aligning with your personalities, your talents, and skills. So some of the things to think about, you know, would be, do you enjoy the people-facing work? Do you enjoy directly interacting with students, with faculty, with other colleagues? Do you prefer to do the behind-the-scenes work, more of the structural and analytical, operational sorts of things? Is it a strategic focus that you're most driven by, or an operational focus, taking that strategy and putting it into play? Thinking about team-based work structure versus a more independent work structure. It's rare that we find a workplace, and nowadays work that isn't done based on teams, but there are organizations and jobs that vary in the degree to which you spend time in teams versus independently working. Many of us are driven by our organization's mission and values. Leadership opportunities, travel opportunities, intercultural engagement, etc. So what I'd like for you to do is just take a couple minutes here, and on your handout, there is a space either to write directly on the handout if you downloaded and printed it, or just writing it in the notebook or something. And I want you to think about, what are your top five career motivators? Those top five non-negotiables for you right now. And we'll give you just a couple of minutes on that. Okay. In the sense of trying to keep us moving along so we can get to everything here, I'll go ahead and keep going. So keep these career motivators in mind, because this will be part of the discussion that you have in your groups.
Sarah G, we'll reshare that slide once everybody gets back into their breakout rooms, and everybody will be part of the handouts as well that we'll send out. So.
Okay, so thinking a little bit about this now, you know, I titled this piece on my handout, "What Should I Do?" And I'm thinking about that in terms of, how do you come up with sort of inspired action to take in the coming weeks, months, in terms of your career development and focusing on what direction you're going. So we know right now there's a ton of uncertainty and ambiguity and many things we have no control over. Obviously, we have no control over the pandemic and what happens with the COVID virus. And we also have, most of us are not in a role to make the final decisions in our organizations about things that are happening, although some of you are leaders who play a role in that. And so what I want you to think about now is just the idea of identifying things that are going to be within your control, the things that for the next 30 to 60 days you have that are going to best prepare you for your career going forward. So as we talked about in the poll, there's many different ways that you might be going. So just a few examples that I wanted to share with you in terms of, you know, staying within the field, staying in global education is ensuring that you're connected. Our connections and our relationships are so important, and it's often what sort of keeps us going. We learn about new opportunities and so forth. So making sure you're staying connected, whether that's through SACUSA-L, the forum, being part of the league, having a league membership and attending these events and staying connected with the latest that's happening within the field. You're looking to connect to new fields, reaching out and searching for local groups and associations in your area and signing up for their listservs, email lists, so that you can get a sense of what's going on in your fields locally or nationally or internationally as well. Within your organizations, I'd really love for you to really start to understand and learn about what are the strategic priorities and most important things for your current organization, university, or institution, and then really focus your efforts on solving those problems. Even if it means that it's not the work that you absolutely love to do, especially right now when we're all kind of stuck with pivoting around what's going on, is to just really think about where can you be critically important in your organization and focus your efforts there. Thinking about a change, where might that be? That might be somewhere else in the nonprofit, service, or community organizations. You might look at making a shift into the private sector and explore what that might mean for you. Government or entrepreneurship. You might decide that you want to go out on your own and try to do something. If you see something's missing, a beautiful way of doing that is pivoting and going out to work on your own. And I will just say, I've done that, and it's scary, but it's also very rewarding if that is something that you are interested in. So it's definitely an option. And then thinking about the work as global educators in sort of the competencies that we have. So thinking about other opportunities to stay connected with that global perspective, whether that's language learning and teaching, intercultural competence, educational technology. More and more we're moving to opportunities for online education, so looking at that, and other opportunities for learning and development. If you are looking at the private sector, there's lots of opportunities for learning and development, and bringing an intercultural perspective to that and an international perspective that so many of you in the field have could be very valuable to organizations that are looking at that. And then one more thing that I will say is just your own training and development. So looking at things and opportunities on things like Coursera or Udemy, where they are offering lots and lots of discounted or free trainings right now that you could take advantage of to improve your skills. And I will just put a specific plug in for things that improve your interpersonal effectiveness. So we can do all these things on technical skills, but what is most important in our careers is often how do we work with other people? How do we build our self-awareness, and how do we become more effective in interacting with other people? So that is what I have to say about that. And with that, I'm going to start talking about the breakout rooms.
Great. Sarah, can you please repost the handout? Unfortunately, I can't post it from my laptop. I could earlier today. So people were asking about that. Okay. And we have another question in the names of the resources for the free discount and training.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
everybody. Thank you for being so patient, and we're sorry this technology, for some reason, just not working. And so what we're going to do is go on the fly, and we're going to scrap the breakout rooms. So what I just want you to do for a second here is just take a few moments. So what we were going to discuss was, you know, reflection upon your motivators and your sort of decision about where you're going with your career. So just take an opportunity to think about that. And then writing down what we have on your handout, what are like three inspired actions that you can take for things that you have control over, like we talked about before, whether that's connecting into your networks and your relationships with people, whether that's signing up for a course to do some sort of training, or whatever else feels good to you. So let's take about 5 minutes or so to reflect on that, and then we'll come back together as a group to have some discussion and questions. Thanks. I'm going to put up again that slide, or Sarah Spence has it. I think I have a copy of it too. Okay, let's just give it like another minute or two here to wrap up. Okay. So great. Thanks again for staying with us on the fly here. So what I'd love for you to do is if you have had some sort of inspired ideas, if you would share with us in the chat box so that we can see some ideas that folks have. I see you've been sharing things in different links to websites for job boards and places to do online courses. I see somebody had mentioned Harvard does their online trainings. They definitely have that. And then the other one that I saw that was shared, remember, there it is, Allison.com is another online training site. So if anyone is willing to share, that's great. So looking here, so I've decided to engage more intentionally with LinkedIn. I think that's a great piece to do that. You know, again, as you're trying to stay engaged in the intellectual pursuit of your career, to be on the lookout for what's the latest that's being written about and talked about in the field, and sort of sharing your perspective, that is a great way to utilize social media. And I think for career, you know, for most of what we're doing, LinkedIn is really the prime place to be able to do that. And so that's a great suggestion to do that. Commitment to a future dependent upon global education, working with local educators to encourage younger students interested in global education opportunities. Again, that's another great one. So like we know that global education will continue to exist. It might look a little different. It certainly will look different in the short term in the next coming months. But thinking about how we take this sort of catalyst for change in terms of what has happened with the COVID virus and using that as an opportunity to think about doing things differently. You know, we kind of go along and say, we're going to do this, and we send our students, we do this, but this is really giving us an opportunity if we can kind of rise above the muck of what we're dealing with for those of us who are dealing with financial realities of either losing our jobs or losing teaching opportunities, losing income coming in. I think it's real important for us to think about how can we be creative and take something away. Reflecting on balance between kids and profession, it's got to be. I'm not myself a mother, but I feel deeply the struggle that the parents that I know who are trying to figure out, especially now. I mean, hopefully there's some break. Well, I guess there isn't much break if you're working at home and the kids are at home now. But at least with schools coming to an end and maybe a little less pressure of feeling that sense of homeschooling your children while you're trying to work. But there are just the realities of us continuing to be in our homes all together. That is really hard for working parents right now, even more so than what they deal with on a regular basis. So I think that's important. Folks that are single parents, just worrying about the fear of losing jobs, of what's to come, whether you've already lost your job or you're worried about what might happen in the future in the coming months. That's really difficult. Writing for travel blogs, I've been saying I would do for over a year for my program sites. That is absolutely lovely. I just love that. It's, you know, it's like for some of us, our work is probably decreased a little bit. I will say that I'm not serving as many clients right now because a lot of things are on hold. And so it is giving me the opportunity to do some things that I maybe had on my back burner or parking lot list. For some of us, in terms of managing the realities and leading organizations, you may not be feeling like work has gone away. You feel like work is is even more pressing and the workload is even more significant. So, but if you do have those opportunities to do something a little bit different, I love that. Highlight technical project management skills as I consider a pivot away from international ed, higher ed. Love that, absolutely. Great idea about doing writing I would never get to do, absolutely. I work at a STEM institution and I know project management skills are highly valued. Yes, absolutely. So speaking again, like I said, I put in that little plug because it's just my own passion is the idea of intercultural and interpersonal competence about learning how to work more effectively with people. Project management is also all about that because even though you have the skills to manage the budget and manage timelines and things with project management, so much of what you're doing with that is bridging the gap between people, between technical and other sides of the coin. And so, yes, absolutely, working on project management skills is, I think, really, really important. The advocacy for immigrants already here, absolutely. For, primarily the majority of folks are on the study abroad side of things, but if we have any folks on the international student and scholars side, obviously the support of international students or here domestically the support of immigrants is something that is often, vitally connected to the intercultural work that folks are doing. Learning digital marketing, love that. I saw a couple of people talking about international health, safety, and security. That somebody made that pivot. Tanya, you said you made that pivot last fall and that you love it. That is definitely a place where folks are thinking about that. And I think, again, that's that creativity as you think about what you're doing is, there are companies all over the place that these intercultural skills, even though we might have to bang down people's doors to argue that they're important, increasingly they're more important than ever. They really are. And so allowing yourself to imagine where you might take that skill, those gifts and talents that you have and use it in different places, whether that is in the private sector, in the government or other nonprofit service and community organizations, I think is really important. Yes, Lindsay, you just said looking outside international ed, consider civil service, government. Absolutely. Okay. So I guess what I'd like to open it up now to is if you have any questions that you would like to share. Just a couple things as we're going through things. And again, thank you so much for bearing with us with our technological issues, because we really wanted you to have an opportunity to talk with one another. So Spence and I have been talking with the league to see if there is a desire that we can continue to have these conversations and continue to offer things around this topic of career. Which is a huge part of the league and what they do. So provide if you've got any questions, letting us know in the chat, or if you have any topics that you would like for us to cover in future sessions. That would be really important for us to know so that we can continue, and I say this, we, speaking of the league and myself, to continue to work with the league to provide this kind of programming and so forth.
Great. Sarah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Great. Hi, everybody. I'm still here. So somehow the screen, the audio is working, but nothing else is. So I was frozen at 12:24. So that's great with questions and everything. And then I think I can actually do the wrap up of just through the audio whenever we're ready.
Okay. looking at, not really getting any more questions specifically for either Spence or I.
Okay. Then should I continue on just in case everybody?
Yep.
That's great. Anyway, so thanks you guys again. I think that Sarah G and I will do a reschedule to figure out how to put the chat back in the chat box. So we'll continue this conversation. I think that we've seen a lot of need for it. I was going to share a slide about upcoming league events. And so I'll just talk through this in case you are not aware. Our next webinar for members is actually on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and hopefully tomorrow or Thursday. It's the June 4th. And it is Resilience is Your Superpower. Grab it, ground it, and use it. And so Chris Holloway, who runs our webinars from CIS Abroad, will be talking to Dr. Susan Hampkins. And it's going to be a great conversation, again, about resiliency, which I think all of us are probably grounding ourselves in that right now. I think one other thing, especially with this topic, is that as Global Leadership League members, you all have access to all the old webinars. You just have to log in. And so we did a two-part series earlier in this year called The Hybrid Professional, Discover Your Unique Value When You Merge Identities Together. And again, as you are looking at all of those career motivators and staying in or pivoting out or exploring all those things, Sarah Beth Burke did a fantastic job of really looking at our identity and our professional identities from a different point of view. So I would highly recommend those. And we also have a personal brand one. I think one of our first webinars was personal brand with Martha Johnson and a few of our other colleagues. So our next chat box that we have scheduled, we're working on a number right now, is actually out of Australia, and it's called Virtual Leadership: Tackling the Challenges and Embracing Innovation. And that is with Kirk Doyle from Australian Catholic University, our colleague Kirk Doyle, and with Don Hewitt from the League. And so that will be Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. So that's Australian Wednesday. So it's 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Sydney time, which for those of you in North America will be kind of late evening, maybe a late happy hour. And so these will also be taped as well. And our mentoring circle deadline is coming up for June 15th. Again, if you're not, if you don't know about our mentoring circles, they are 4x4. So 4 participants, 4 months, and 4 meetings and 1 topic. So right now we have a new one called Navigating Change and Uncertainty. We have a wonderful one that was done last year called Leadership. We have Designing a Well-Lived Life. We have Negotiation, which is still the number one skill that is always requested and whenever we do any sort of league survey, and Blazing Your Career Trail. So we still have our 50% off membership until next April 15th. So like we said, Sarah, I don't know if there's any other questions that have come in. We will also, Sarah, maybe you'd like to, we'll follow up with the chat box and with all of the information we've gathered and our contact information. But Sarah, maybe you want to talk about your excellent offer to everybody.
Yeah. A couple things have just popped up. You know, a couple of people have expressed the idea of, you know, feeling guilt about the idea of pivoting from their current role and doing something else and leaving a team behind. And I just want to acknowledge that's a really real and valid emotion that I think a lot of people experience. Just think, my gosh, how do I leave? You know, how would I do that? And I don't want to diminish that. I also worry, especially for so many of us who are women and feel this sense of like, we're abandoning people, we're leaving them behind. And in the world of work and in organizations, life does go on. And so I think you can feel that. And you can also leave with integrity. I think you can do your best moving forward. So if you do decide to leave, you know, for as much notice as you can give, for you to tend to your team, to talk to the people who might be most affected by it first, and just to let them know, let people know how much you appreciate them, think about in any way that you could continue to support them for a period of time. And I speak as someone who has left circumstances and so forth. I felt a huge level of sort of guilt and anxiety when I left global programs at the University of Minnesota after 17 years. So I understand that. And changes have to happen. And I think we are cultured as women to feel guilty about that. And I just want to sort of, let that, allow you to sort of let that guilt go. Because you need time to make change and to develop as well. And then it looks like a few folks are saying things about, you know, they'd love to have a more of a discussion about people who have made pivots out of, you know, the traditional view of study abroad and global education. So maybe that's something that we can explore a little bit further as well. And with that, I will just say, as Spencer said, she was going to share a slide, but just to let you know that Spence and I are both available to take questions, additional questions and ideas about what we might be able to offer. I, as a coach, especially right now with the pandemic, I have shifted to providing a free conversation with folks if anybody is interested. If you want to have a one-on-one discussion related to anything that we've talked about here, anything about living your purpose, the anxiety that you might be experiencing, I use a very holistic model in my coaching of looking at folks in terms of their well-being. So if you're feeling lots of anxiety, stress, sadness, and you just need a space to be held to talk about that, or anything that's happening right now, I am available to offer that to people. So if you're interested, I can share my email address in the chat box, and please do reach out to me. There's nothing that I love more than to be able to have a conversation with a person and talk through what's happening with them, and support you to be able to feel more empowered to move forward when we're often stuck and frozen in where we are at. So, not a sales pitch. This is something that I am offering in the time of the pandemic to talk to people. So if you're interested reaching out to me, definitely do that. So I will drop my email address in the box.
Great. Sarah, do you think there's anything else, or should we just send everybody on their way today?
I think we can send folks on their way. I just want to thank everybody again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Interest and engagement with this, and for bearing with us through the technology. And we will look to offer you a way to come back together and have an exploration and discussion of this topic, because clearly it's hit a nerve for folks. And we want to be able to provide that for you.
Excellent. I really like to thank Sarah Grosskreutz for your fantastic expertise and punting as a facilitator so wonderfully. I'm still frozen at 12:24, so I'm not sure what's going on, but we really appreciate you all being members of the Global Leadership League, and we are here to support all of you. So we'll be creating a new chat box very soon, and we've got great topics coming up, and hopefully we'll see some of you in the resiliency webinar, hopefully we'll be able to also learn a lot from Kirk Doyle and Don Hewitt about the virtual leader. So thanks very much. Have a great day.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right, Sarah G, can you pause or stop the recording?
Yeah.